Welcome to the My Life, Your Life Together podcast. I'm Zach. With me, we have Ronnie and Brian. Ronnie, why don't you introduce yourself to everybody? Say hi.
Hi, everyone.
Let them know that your voice is different than mine.
My voice is different than Zach's.
Okay, and Brian?
This is my voice.
I don't like it. Change it. Would you rather publish your text messages, that are in your phone? If you delete your text messages anyway, you got something to hide. So, but would you rather publish all your text messages or make a movie about your most embarrassing moment? Would make a movie about my most embarrassing moment, because if I ever published my text messages, I would be put in prison almost immediately.
Yes. I don't think I'd be immediately thrown in prison.
Immediately.
But I would be...
It'd be a long trial.
Yeah, I'd have a long trial.
I have Department of Homeland Security. I think I've been involved in some light treason at some point in my life.
But they can read your messages anyway.
That's true.
No. But Apple says it's encrypted, so I believe them.
Okay, sweaty boy.
Wait, so... do you star in the movie? Like, is it like overtly about you?
Can I choose who's playing me?
You have to make it, and you have.
I'm the producer.
You have to make the movie about your most embarrassing moment, and you have to disclose that it's about you.
Based on a true story.
This is a biopic.
Not even based on a true story. It is the true story.
This is a documentary.
Yeah, this is Seabiscuit.
Seabiscuit wasn't the actual horse in the movie Seabiscuit, though.
What?
No, Seabiscuit produced it.
Seabiscuit wasn't a real horse?
No, but like it wasn't the horse in the movie. Like it was another horse that played Seabiscuit.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. Oh, you know, you don't have to act in the movie. That would suck.
Oh, okay.
You guys both lack emotion for...
That's true.
For video.
What?
Yeah, you're a robot.
Okay, we can talk about that next episode.
Next episode.
That's why I keep failing those tests. I can't get in anywhere.
Yeah, I'd probably do the same.
I'd probably make do text messages.
Oh, so now I got to ask, what's your most embarrassing moment then? Because clearly something's popping into your head.
No.
What do you mean no?
But that's a lot of effort to produce a movie.
Effort aside, somebody's with you producing it. Just like somebody's publishing your messages into a
book. I'd love to make a movie anyway, because you can just make it a cinematic experience. You know?
Don't look at it from this logical standpoint. We're talking about what you don't want people to know.
No, but instead of making it the most embarrassing moment, you can just turn it into the tragedy of 9-year-old Ronald.
No, that's not the point. Quit manipulating the game and play it right. Well,
you can make it a compelling emotional narrative.
Right. I think it would just be too cringy. Like
your most embarrassing
moment.
That's
the point of this, though. So that's why you'd publish your. So what's the worst?
Your text messages won't be cringy.
What?
Your text messages won't be too cringy.
That's true, but
I text you so much, I know at least what's half of in that phone, and what I say is enough to put you in prison too.
The thing is, if any of us get our things published, you're going down too.
Yeah, that's fair.
Zach is gone. Either way.
And when I'm gone, just carry on. Come on, rejoice every time you hear this out of Bible.
I'm not going to throw all my boys under the bus like that, you know? Whereas I may have not have said anything that will get me convicted.
If it puts Zach in prison, I will definitely release my text messages.
Okay, you release the text messages, but your received messages are all redacted by name.
Oh. Whoa.
So
that's just covering your butt.
Yeah, because that's the point. Because I want to know what Brian's worst text message is in his phone.
It's probably the gif of Jason Kidd saying, "Who's willing to kill themselves?" Because I send that way too much.
I don't feel like you've sent that to me that much, so...
Oh, yeah.
Good job.
I text more people.
What?
Believe it or not.
Is that why you ignore me so much? Dang.
Yes.
Ronnie, what's the worst text message in your phone?
I don't know. I'd try to be good about texting. The thing is, going through all my text messages from when I was 14 and 15, that would be
that's rough.
Terrible. Yeah. But my phone does delete them after 1 year.
Yeah.
So if you said it's deleted, then I'm good to go.
Yeah. Like,
then,
have you ever like gone back into like Facebook messages
and seen what you said?
It makes me want to play in traffic. That's, like, I want to find the busiest intersection and just sit there.
It is.
Yeah. That's rough.
Unholy. That's, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I do. Maybe I do the movie then.
I can't even.
Because my most embarrassing moment was only embarrassing when I was like, when I was there and it happened.
What was it?
Yeah, but then you got to relive
what
that.
Was it? What was it? What was it?
So I was like 10 years old.
Nerd.
At the Great Escape Lodge.
Yes.
And you know that.
Wait, is that like a, is that like an amusement park or like theme park?
It's like so, the indoor water park.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, yeah. Okay. Indoor water park type junk. So, you know the water surf thingy that goes, shoots the water and you're on the incline?
Yes.
And you can like
I
surf
think I know
on
where
it.
This is going. I can't wait. Please tell me more.
Yes. So, I was trying to surf, ripping it up, you know?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure you were.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Going crazy.
Being the sweaty boy?
Being the sweatiest boy.
Sweaty boy.
Won the sweatiest boy competition. And I fell and the water took my pants.
And so did you like have to get up all naked?
No, they were on my ankles, but I did have to get up and pull them up. And my dad was standing there.
Was he concerned or was he just like, dang.
No lie, that's probably the most embarrassing moment of his life too.
Yeah, that would be his worst moment as well.
Son just stayed in like, the escape lodge with his pants around his ankles in a surfing wave.
This is my son. This is his namesake.
Oh my god! Yeah, that's right. You're gonna continue the lineage.
I'm not just his son. I am the next generation of Ronald, and he has to live with that.
Ronald James Dio.
Yep. Yep. So I could make it a movie.
Arguably you can't make it a movie because then you'd be showing a naked 10-year-old.
No, you don't have to show it. You can imply it.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about film structure.
Yeah. We can talk about film structure in another episode, but.
Look at all these plugs for episodes.
Yeah, so many.
Our three fans are going to have so much fun.
So much content. Yeah, they're eating good.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, I can't disclose my worst text messages for the reasons I've already said. So just. Yes.
What's the movie going to be about?
YouTube, mind your own business, and everybody else listening, mind your own business.
What's the movie going to be about?
Probably about 2.5 hours.
What's the content?
Oh.
How long is your movie going to be, Zach? No, I want to know what it's about.
My most embarrassing moment... I don't know. Like, as I was like thinking about it, I mean, I've done like the stupid kid embarrassing stuff where like you run up to women and give them a hug, thinking it's your mom, and then you're like, "Oh no, you're not my mom. I'm sorry."
That's the worst.
But like, I did that so much as a child that I think back on it, and I'm like, "Oh my god, I want to stick my own head in a toilet and just flush it repeatedly."
I would watch a movie about a kid running up to another.
That could just be one of those shorts they put in front of like the.
It would win at Sundance, 100%.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's so funny.
So my most embarrassing moment, but it's not really embarrassing, but it is embarrassing. But like, I feel like it's an embarrassing moment, but like, I legitimately don't care what people think about me anymore. So it's like, I don't care if people know it.
And that's why you started a podcast.
100%. So I don't know if Ronnie knows this, but Brian, you remember when I was taking Mounjaro back in November, the diabetes medication?
Oh my gosh,
to help lose weight?
And
I had side effects of this medication when I upped my dose, and I thought I was going to die. Like, I am talking projectile diarrhea every 7 minutes. I couldn't keep anything down.
For 3 weeks.
Right? It was on the 15th day I finally got better. I'm like portal messaging my doctor. I'm like, hey, can you send in a script? I need this. Like, it was horrible. There's like the bathroom was fully stocked with baby wipes because I couldn't use toilet paper anymore.
Oh,
because
it hurt.
Yeah. Oh my god. It hurt so bad. The first 7 days, I lost like 9 or 10 pounds. I had
The medicine worked.
The medicine worked, but not as intended.
It just made you violently crap.
Anybody taking
out your
those GLH or GH1 inhibitor medications and can tolerate it, God bless you. But yeah, the first week I eat like half a sleeve of saltines and a half a cup of soup from Panera, and I just didn't sit well. But anyway, at like on day like 5 or so, I was sleeping on the couch just because I wasn't getting any rest. And it was this couch right behind you.
Is that what that brown stain is?
You mind your business. And there's like a crack because it's a sectional couch, and I had a pillow there that I was laying on right under my butt. And I woke up with just an underwear full of diarrhea.
In your sleep?
In my sleep.
Oh my God.
And I was like, and I woke up because like, it was kind of burning because I was laying in it. So I stuck my hand in there to scratch. And when I took it out, I was like, oh my God. And so obviously went to the bathroom, took care of myself.
That'd be a cinematic masterpiece.
Yeah, it would be. We need like, you know, like some
cinema for real.
I would love like a Jackson Pollock painting interpretation of this story as well.
I feel like Jack Black would probably play you well.
Jack Black. Jack Black's got a huge part of this podcast coming up. Not this episode, but in the future. But yeah, so there was that. And then there was...
I don't know. I'm not done with my
story.
I was going to sympathize with you.
There's more?
Like, that's not like... Honestly, that just makes me sad. Like, that's not even embarrassing. It's just sad. Like,
yeah. There like is so, more.
Mine was embarrassing. Yours is just a sad story.
A few nights later, I'd... moved back up to the bed because I was feeling fine. This was like day 7 or 8. And I did it again. And I crapped the bed.
No.
And so nothing like bled through, I don't think. No. Bled? No, it,
like
no, it
blood?
Did. No, not blood, but like, no, it actually did, like under the sheets and stuff. So like Lex woke up and she was like, what are you doing? And I was like, I crapped the bed. And she was like, what? And so like I put a towel down. Slept on that. Then we like changed the sheets the next morning.
Wait, but like, doesn't that mean like something's really wrong? Like if that happens?
No, it was just a side effect.
I
like
pooped my.
No, like a bunch of people were like, "Oh, you probably like C. diff. You have something wrong with you." I was like, "Nah, my doctor. Like, I don't trust my doctor. It's fine. She's cool. She's retiring. God bless her soul. But
she's got nothing to lose.
Yeah, she's on her way out. She didn't. No, I'm just kidding. She was the greatest physician I ever had. Go nurse practitioners. They're the best. So, I thought that was going to be the end of it. Yeah, no, she's retired now. I can't send her any business. No.
you know, like the commercials for the medicine. They're listing off all the side effects.
That's what I felt like. Side effects may include crapping in every room of your house. And so the story's still not over, by the way.
Dang.
And so then we had to put a towel under the fitted sheet, and then I also slept on top of a pillow, and I was good for like 4 or 5 days, no issues. And then I was like – the night I went to bed, I was like toying with the notion of getting rid of the towels. And I woke up in the middle of the night, and for whatever reason, I decided to risk a fart. And – as soon as it started, like,
that's
I felt
gunky.
Oh, my God, it was bad. And, like, I felt it, and I immediately was like, and just clenched. And the underwear were actually clean, but I still changed out of them. I was like, nah. And then day 15, like clockwork, like the doctor said, I was back to normal. I was eating, no more crapping myself. So I had to get rid of, if we're counting, 2 pairs of underwear and a pillow and a pillowcase. But
it's
no,
bad,
no bed sheets or furniture.
Did the medicine actually work afterwards?
Oh no, I came off of it. It wasn't worth it for me. We discussed it. She's like, I don't think it's for you. I was like, no,
it's not worth it, but you did lose weight. So
yeah, but then I gained it all back cause it was just from not eating.
Yeah. Did you get like super hungry the next week? Like when you started feeling better?
Once the medicine was all out of my system, my appetite was back, and yeah, now I'm fat again.
I know,
so.
Like, whenever I get, like, a stomach virus, and, like, the next week after I feel better, I just get, like...
You go nom-nom on everything?
Oh, my gosh, ravenously hungry.
Ravenous. Like, you get so like, ravenous, he like, becomes a sweaty boy. Sweaty boy.
When I was 19, I got one, and that was, like, the first one I ever had. I remember eating, like, McDonald's at, like, 8 p.m. and, like, Taco Bell at, like, 11 p.m., like, just...
Huh?
Yeah, it was wild.
That's crazy.
My digestion could never.
It was a lot better. Lord have mercy, I could never.
I feel like that's just really sad still.
That is a sad, but that's like a...
That'd be like a tragic movie.
Well, it's a,
but
like that's some a trilogy people would be
embarrassed by that and like wouldn't tell anybody about it because they're so like embarrassed and ashamed. Me, I'm like, yo, I crap my pants. It's okay. Yeah, you can too. Come back from it, guys.
When you're like sick, I feel like you get a pass.
True.
Like,
I wasn't sick though. I did it to myself.
Yeah, but like the medicine's clearly like...
That's true.
Attacking you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like my own body.
You know what's
itself.
The most embarrassing for me? Like, did you guys play sports? I know you did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, remember just getting crushed by like a team that's like obviously better?
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like that's the most embarrassing.
Never happened to me.
Oh, okay.
No, if it ever happened, I started to get violent in the game.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm going down, I'm
out. Some pride.
Get
someone,
your head in the game, bro. Come on. Let's go.
Someone's
I'm not losing.
Getting put in an ambulance.
Yeah. I was. Back when I played sports, that was before.
What did you play?
I was tall. Well, I played baseball competitively.
Did you really?
Yeah, I like traveled and stuff.
Wow.
As a 13-year-old.
You don't strike me as like an athletic type.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Anyways, back when I was athletic, I was very short and small. And so I would play soccer and just get absolutely bodied by everyone.
Oh, I would have loved to play soccer against you. I would have folded you like a chair.
Yes, everyone. I'd
make you kiss your own toes.
Shit. Yeah, that happened
Wait, did you ever play indoor soccer?
Yeah.
Like, as a kid? Yeah, those are...
Oh, I played indoor soccer as an adult. That's how I broke my leg.
That's a violent sport.
That's a violent sport.
Dude, I hip-checked somebody into bleachers once.
Like, I don't think soccer, like, on a normal, like, 11v11 is that violent, but, like, indoor soccer is like hockey.
Yeah, especially when you get into, like, the recreational ones, and you have, like, these high school heroes who are now in their 30s who are, like, puffing their chests out thinking they're 18 still.
And they show up in their full Adidas tracksuit. Yeah.
And they're, like, all hopped up on steroids and, like, muscle milk.
That's much worse than steroids.
I'm thinking, like, basketball, when you're getting, like, pressed all the time, you're down by, like, 40. Like, that's embarrassing.
If a team presses you when they're up by 40, they deserve to get kicked in the nards.
I mean,
that's all I have to say about
that. I don't
that.
Disagree, but
that's their most embarrassing moment.
That's when Zach absolutely free kicked them.
That was a good question. Yeah.
We didn't get an embarrassing moment from Brian though.
Oh no, that was it. The sports ones.
Just losing.
Just getting crushed. Yeah.
My embarrassing moment is crapping myself as a 30-year-old and throwing underwear away. Brian's like, I used to lose in sports as a child.
Sometimes.
No, not just losing, though. Like, there's, like, a difference.
Being humiliated.
Like, yeah, getting, like, crushed. Bro,
yeah, I know what it's like. I went to a small Christian school, and we played against public schools.
That's rough. Yeah.
Every week.
It builds character, though. Like, now I just avoid getting crushed.
What builds character?
Losing.
Oh, losing? Pooping your pants.
Pooping your pants.
I don't know that losing made me build character, but it made me... too spiteful to want to lose.
How did pooping your pants impact LeBron's legacy?
I don't know. Guys, everybody tweet at LeBron. Ask him how me crapping my... At my Wait, life, you your guys, life together.
Do you guys remember the Paul Pierce story when he pooped his pants?
The truth. He lied.
He lied saying he did it.
Yeah.
Because no one gets carried off a court like that.
Yeah.
He pooped his pants on the court
in like the 2008 finals. He carried.
Don't tell me that was 2008.
It was 2008.
I'm gonna go drown myself.
We're gonna get sued by Paul Pierce.
Yeah,
saying, Paul Pierce, like, I did not poop myself.
I did not.
If Paul Pierce ever listens to this podcast, I wouldn't care. Like, I wanted Kanye to be my first cease and desist letter, but if it's Paul Pierce, then I'm fine with it.
Can we have Kanye on the podcast?
I would love to.
No,
we should.
No, I need health insurance, please.
No. Yeah, no.
I want Kanye
people
on the
will
podcast.
Watch, and then we'll get. Probably like $12.
What are you looking up?
Paul Pierce poops himself. Oh.
There's a real video. I think we should stop it after this. I don't even know if we're going to keep this in. But there's a video of a soccer player. I forget. I don't know if it was a World Cup or just like an EPL match or something, where there's actually video of him. He gets tackled and then he like craps himself on the field and you can see him wipe his hand off on the grass and then just starts playing again.
That's dedication.
That is, though.
That is.
It's also gross.
But imagine then everybody like, who high-fives him after the game.
I would fake an injury.
Like, oh.
Oh, my back.
My hammies.
I just love this New York Post headline. Paul Pierce denies he had to poop during NBA finals.
But, like, Why would you hide that? I would be like, yeah, I pooped myself. Then I came back and won.
I think it's getting carried off the court like that. And then, like they brought him out of a wheelchair.
Oh, yeah, that is the wheelchair one. Yeah. You're right. Oh, my days.
Like, I think you got to, like...
It's the wheelchair that does it.
Yeah.
Like, walking off the court to go relieve yourself.
Like, do you remember a couple years ago? I think it was 2 years ago. Like, Lamar Jackson, like, ran back. Like, they thought he was injured.
But
he And then he came back and, like, led, like, an amazing comeback.
Yeah.
And he's like, I had to go to the bathroom.
Just had to lay down his burdens.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, everybody, for listening. For Brian, Ronnie, and myself, thank you for listening to the My Life, Your Life Together podcast. And we look forward to you listening to the next episode.
Bye-bye now.